Every island in the Thousand Islands has its own story. In an occasional series starting today, we'll be telling the stories about the people who live on the stretch of islands between Clayton and Alexandria Bay. Today, we take a look at one island owned by the same family for over 115 years. WRVO's Julia Botero visited Occident Island and has the story.
Phyllis Gardner picks me up on a little dock in Fisher's Landing, a few miles from Clayton. She's invited me to see the place she's come back to every summer since she was a little girl.
Hello!
We're going at full speed, zipping past the shoals barely visible under the clear St. Lawrence. This part of the river can be treacherous for boaters, but Phyllis knows it well. She points out rocky shores as we pass.
What looks like one island out here are many. They all sort of close together. Not many of them have had the same people on the island for the same 100 years.
We pull up to the dock. Occident Island is 2.5 acres, one of the smallest of the Thousand Islands. It's made of ancient rock covered in patches of grass and trees. On our way to the house, we pass by wild blueberry bushes.
Bigger than it looks. Isn't it funny to be on an island in the grass, on a rock, in the middle? All of a sudden, all the rocks made this island, and then here we are.
A little white cottage sits right in the middle. It has a wraparound porch with long, lazy porch swings full of worn pillows. The house was built in the 1870s as a fish camp. In 1900, Phyllis's great-grandfather bought the cottage and turned it into a home.
And it's what I've tried to do is not change anything. And most people have put in brand-new kitchens and big fancy stuff, and we really have tried to keep it natural.
The big wood stove in Phyllis's kitchen is the same one her great-grandparents used on summer evenings. The house is dark inside and feels small. I almost bump my head against a row of kerosene lanterns hanging from the kitchen ceiling. Faded matchbooks, stickers, and photos, both old and new, line every inch of the walls. No wall is left bare. The clutter, the quirkiness of this house. Phyllis, her family and friends who visit, know this gives it charm.
Yeah, I mean, it was never meant to be anything but a family place. It was never meant to be a showcase at all.
Phyllis shows me something else her family has saved for over a century.
This will keep you busy for most of your lifetime. You can start with these, 1874, and you can go forward all the way till today.
What is this?
Those are called logs, and everyone who came and sat down and had dinner registered and said hello and said who they were and where they were from.
5 big, dusty books full of pages of inky signatures and dates. Friends, family, and anyone who stopped in for dinner found a fresh page in one of these books and signed their name.
And then that's my grandfather and grandmother, Lena Gardner and Arthur Gardner. The date, this is 1930. And people that I know from years ago come back, and the first thing they do is go to the log and see, where did I sign it? I know I signed it as a kid, you know? And so it's kind of exciting.
So what is Occident Island's story? It's about the memories stuffed into this cottage, years of consistency and family.
Swimming! I like your swirling.
My first visit to Occident was quiet. Phyllis lives alone on the island from May through October. But on this night, there's a big dinner party.
Come make yourself a clam plate.
Okay, I love a clam plate.
Phyllis's daughter, Stephanie Weiss, is here with her husband and 2 boys. Friends from other islands have boated over with their kids.
This is the best.
Brett is one cottage. You don't have to talk to anybody. It's amazing. But, like, everybody's super social.
Rob Hohen's been coming to the island for years. Stephanie says as her friends get older, it's hard to get people together. Occident helps.
This place keeps people.
Have I mentioned that?
Right? More than everywhere else in a way, but only for a small time. But it's nice to live here because we're here whenever people come back and helps.
For Phyllis, the island's always been about being free.
No one was saying, no, you can't. So I just have done it. You know, there just is a freedom to being able to come and go.
Phyllis turns 82 this year.
You learn to take care of yourself differently here. And everybody is sort of surprised that I still do it all, but you've done it all your life, so I don't think anything of it.
And that freedom, the privacy, it draws Phyllis and her family back to the island every summer. For WRVO News, I'm Julia Botero on Occident Island.